It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. You start a small business, and it usually begins with a dream. And that dream can run headlong, face first, into the wall of reality, unless you get a little bit of help sometimes. U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, is offering a series of free workshops for small business owners. And Nick Engert from the Omaha Public Library, which is where these are hosted, is here with us live this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you here today. Can you tell us the genesis behind doing how many workshops do we have here?
This is our fifth year of doing this, and we're going to have 8 workshops all throughout January and February.
Wow. And so how did that get started? How did somebody come up with the idea of, you know what, we can be a repository of information for small businesses? And this is a free workshop, by the way.
Yeah,
all the workshops are free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we got started just by a simple meeting with the SBA office. And it just is a natural fit between what resources they have to offer and the resources that the library can offer as well. So it's just a small chat with them, and we got started 5 years ago.
Wow. Is there a particular room or facility in which these workshops are held?
Yeah, they're actually held throughout the entire city. We have 12 locations, and we're hosting them at 8 of those locations. So no week will be at the same branch.
Oh, very good. If folks want to find out which, because you don't have to go to every workshop, you just go to the ones that would apply to you or your business or your dream for a business, they can, of course, head to the website omahalibrary.org, where there would be
more
information about these.
Yep, all of our sessions are completely standalone. So if you need help with marketing, go to the marketing session. And all of that information and more about each session is on our website, omahalibrary.org, and you can read about it and you can register to attend there.
That's great. So you said this is the eighth year.
Fifth year,
of this happening. Oh, it said eight libraries
sessions,
where I got that mixed up. Yeah, but registration is required for those events, so it is important to go out to omahalibrary.org and go ahead and register. That's just so we don't have overcrowding.
Yeah, exactly. The series has gotten really popular, so we'll definitely accommodate as many people as we can put in that room. But to save your space, we do require registration.
Sure. Have you attended any of these before?
Yeah, I attended quite a few of them. They're all really great. We always have different speakers from across the city, some coming from the SCORE and some from the Nebraska Business Development Center, and just all expert speakers on different topics.
Have you been able to see any of the results from any of the small business people that have participated over the years?
Yeah, it's always great when those people follow up with us again a few years later once their business is going. I know we've helped a few people start franchises. One was doing children's haircuts. There's some other that do a little makeup shop downtown. So there's tons of success stories, and there's some that come out every single year.
Well, it's pretty interesting because we're talking about the Omaha Public Library, and if you have a dream of a business or if you've started one, and here are some resources to help you with your business. Mm-hmm. And that's just such a far cry away from card catalogs and Dewey Decimal systems. Yet the library is really becoming a public repository of knowledge in general, isn't it?
It sure is. The library's always been about connecting people to resources, whatever they may be. And in the past, that's always kind of been books. But as we move into the future here, we're kind of moving not necessarily away from books, but into other categories. So we do see that there's a need for businesses. So the library kind of focuses on, all right, who can we partner with? How can we get this information and knowledge to our patrons and to the people of Omaha?
Sure. How did you get started in a career in, we used to call it library sciences 100 years ago when I was settling the West?
Yeah, we still call it library science. So I had my master's in library science, but even before that, it was just one day I was in college and I decided to sit down at the table and it's like, I could do libraries. It sounds good to me. And little did I know that would lead me down a career 10 years, 11 years later about doing libraries. And it's all been really great.
And sometimes people don't explore the library. You know, that library card is kind of a passport to a whole new world.
Yeah.
My family, anecdotally, when I was a child, in the St. Louis Public Library, we used to borrow Super 8 silent films. Mm-hmm. And then we would close the drapes on a Saturday and show them on a screen at home with popcorn and music, ragtime music playing in the background. And we had our own silent movie festival.
Right.
You know, it was an amazing thing to do as a family.
Yeah, it sure is. And I like to think that a lot of people can still do that, not necessarily in the Super 8, but with DVDs and other things that they may not have access to otherwise. It's great that the library can be there to provide that for them at no cost.
Sure. And the library has computers as well that people can come in. They can set up an email account if they've never done that before. And yeah. Is there help? Is there a little tutoring that goes with that?
We'll always be glad to help people the best of our abilities. And if they do require extra help, I know we have a lot of people that come in that English isn't their first language or they want to learn more about it, we will send them to all of the resources throughout Omaha. That's what the library is all about, is connecting people to information and resources.
Sure. Nick, I got to ask you real quick here, what's the favorite part of your job?
Favorite part of my job is helping the people and seeing people come in that really do need help, and then being able to offer all of these services at no cost and just being glad to help them.
The New Year, New Business series returns to the Omaha Public Library. For more information, please go to omahalibrary.org. Morning Edition continues now.